So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I wanted to create a quick video on a question that someone had about having less bowel movements when they did intermittent fasting. Was that normal? Okay, so here's the short answer to that. When you're eating less food, less frequently, you don't need to go as often. Okay, that's the simplicity of it. When you're eating more frequent, you're going to have to go more because you're just the volume of food. Now, there's a difference between constipation and just having less bowel movements, okay? Constipation is when you really feel like you're bloated and backed up. You need to go, but you can't go, okay? Versus having less bowel movements, which you don't even feel you need to go, you just don't go as frequent. So if you feel constipated or backed up, it's probably related to either consuming too many vegetables or not enough vegetables, okay? The microbes live on the fiber. So if you're not doing enough vegetables, increase it so they can have more food and help you with your digestion. If it's too many vegetables, okay, which is another possibility that you're not used to digesting, especially certain types like the cruciferous, like cabbage and broccoli and things that you're probably not used to, that can do it as well because you don't have the microbes to break them down, because the microbes have the enzymes to break it down, and so it just kind of sits there. In which case, you would want to change the type of vegetable that you're consuming to something that you can digest. I also recommend steaming your vegetables and having some that are fermented, okay? Very important. The last thing I want to mention is if you don't have a gallbladder or you have a congested gallbladder, that means that you don't have enough bile. Bile lubricates the colon. So you may need to get some support with that. And usually the symptoms of lack of bile would be your stool floats. You get a full sensation over the right lower rib cage area that can refer to the right shoulder. Burping, belching, bloating, gas. Okay. So there's something called gallbladder formula. I put a link down below to check it out. But that will help you lubricate the colon. It has additional things in there to help with the pancreas and the stomach. So it'll help you if this is the situation. All right? All right, thanks for watching. So I want to know what you're interested in as far as a future video. Click the link down below and share some ideas. I want to hear. Hey guys, I just completed a new mini course called the Intermittent Fasting Basics. Intermittent fasting is the most amazing strategy, not just for weight loss, but for overall health. It can actually make you a lot younger. It can stimulate human growth hormone by 1,300% in women and up to 2,000% in men. So you need this course. Click the link below and take it now.